Anthony Fauci warns of a dark, bad winter if more don't get vaccinated. By Hannah Blow on September 24, 2021. Dr. Anthony Fauci warned this week that the U.S. could be in for a dark, bad winter if more people do not get vaccinated, an eerily similar sentiment he held last year. At the time, he said he was looking forward to Christmas in 2021. You know, if we don't get people vaccinated who need to be vaccinated, and we get that conflating with an influenza season, we could have a dark, bad winter, the White House medical advisor said during an appearance on the Takeout podcast, although he previewed a potential way out. We could also avoid a dark, bad winter if we get people vaccinated to a very high degree over the next several weeks to a month or two, Fauci added. Last November, Fauci held a similar position, warning of a bleak winter and explaining that he planned to forgo his traditional holiday plans because of fears of the virus. For my own family, I'm saying we had a really great Thanksgiving and Christmas last year. We're looking forward to a really great Thanksgiving and Christmas in 2021, he told USA Today at the time. Then, President Biden in January warned of a dark winter of coronavirus spikes and fatalities. We didn't get into this mess overnight and it's going to take months for us to turn things around, he said at the time. But now, vaccines have been available for months. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, 55% of the U.S. population is considered fully vaccinated. But instead of focusing solely on vaccine rollout, the Biden administration is now cutting off the ample supply of life-saving monoclonal antibody treatments to southeastern states, such as Florida and Alabama, because of concerns of equitable distribution. There's going to be a huge disruption and patients are going to suffer as a result of this. And so we're going to work like hell to make sure we can overcome the obstacles that HHS and the Biden administration are putting on us, Governor Ron DeSantis, R, vowed. This week, he announced the state successfully found a workaround, securing approximately 3,000 doses of the GlaxoSmithKline antibody treatment product, Sutrovimab, as Breitbart News reported.